Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former college NFL ESPN scout. Now check him out. Today's Pigskin and The Score, all of his podcasts, Dynasty Blueprint, No Relation, Breaking the Plane, Locked On NFL, on Twitter, at Williamson NFL. How are you, Matt?
I am fantastic. How are you?
We are great. How do you feel about the Raiders right now? Is there sort of a cautious optimism when it comes to the national standpoint of this silver and black squad? Or are you kind of all in? They are the number one seed right now, and they might have the MVP in Derek Carr.
I'm not all in, but I think cautious optimism is a good way of phrasing it. A friend of mine, and you probably know or are familiar with Bill Williamson, that's who I do the No Relation podcast with because we're not related, but he had a really good analogy, and I don't know much about baseball, but he said that the Raiders, who he's been covering for years, he feels like are the Cubs from last year. You know, a very talented, young, coming together, and probably a year away from potential dominance.
Matt, speaking of dominance, when you look at the landscape of the AFC, how do the Raiders, in your estimation, match up with the likes of New England and the other top teams in the NFL, in the AFC? Because when I look around, that's all I see is New England, and their defense has been kind of porous of late.
Yeah, I think I have great respect for the Patriots. I think they're the best team in the AFC. If I were to put a chip down of who was going to come out of there to go to the Super Bowl, it would certainly be New England. But you're right. I mean, they could use Jamie Collins. They could certainly use Chandler Jones. You know, their defense is average. But, you know, like a typical Belichick team, they're good on special teams. They're best in the red zone near the goal line. So, I mean, they understand their philosophy of how to win. As for the Raiders, and I guess this is true for the Cowboys in the other conference too, is when you have an offensive line like that, you know, it gives you such an advantage. I mean, it's such an offensive line starved league right now that when you have a really good one like those two teams, the weather doesn't matter. Or if you can't throw, you can run. You know, there's always some way that you can attack your opponent. And that's the other thing I've really noticed about this Raiders team is, you know, this past game, they weren't dominant, but then they found that their running backs had a massive advantage against the linebackers. And so they cut, you know, threw like 10 or 11 passes to those guys. You know, with that much talent and as well coached as they are on that side of the ball, and especially because of the line, and obviously the quarterback has a ton to do with it too, that if you take one thing away, they can still come at you with a lot of different things. And I think that's really impressive. Khalil Mack's playing out of his mind again. I mean, that's the player I truly believe he is. But I think the rest of the defense, like New England's, is average but not as proven.
Can it get better? Matt, you mentioned the defense. It's what I've been focused on from before the season started. Can it get better as it goes along based on having young guys like James and Joseph?
I think so. You know, and, you know, I would say in that first month of the season or so that, you know, when they were getting lit up, that was somewhat of a mirage because Mack was not playing like a dominant player. He wasn't a liability, but there was a lot of changes on that side of the ball. And then they inserted Joseph and they got better at the linebacker position. You know, they were really slow at those two spots before the changes. So I do think that if I were to guess, would they get better or worse, I would say better, you know, for those reasons. And a guy like Joseph, to me, is very impressive and should only get better. But I also think that the defense is probably one offseason away from being a really good defense.
Matt Williamson, college NFL ESPN scout, good enough to join us, Zachariah and the Guru, here on 95.7 The Game.
Matt, when you look at the situation in Carolina with Cam Newton, who had a phenomenal run last year, went to the Super Bowl, who's the real Cam Newton in your estimation? Do you think last year was just a fluke? Because I'm looking at the struggles this season, and I just cannot put my finger on it. And I'm wondering, did we overestimate his talent? Is this a fluke, or who's the real Cam Newton?
That's a good question. I mean, I still think he's a franchise quarterback, and unlike some analysts, I don't throw that term around loosely. I mean, I think there's 10 or 12 of them in the league, you know, that are build your team around this guy. And I think Carolina does a great job of accentuating his strengths and weaknesses. It worries me that they run him as much as they do for injury reasons. I mean, he runs like Mike Alstott. He doesn't run like Michael Vick. But I think his supporting cast has let him down certainly more than last year. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that they're two different offenses when Jonathan Stewart is in there and not. Their backups are so-so. The line has been really troublesome, and now Khalil's still out. I don't think Cam's thrown the ball as well either. And just the team as a whole, to me, they were a very good team, and I respect them last year, but they weren't a 15-1 type of team. I mean, you can't keep up that turnover differential that they had. And Newton, more than any quarterback in the league, started drives in favorable locations because of that. And, you know, it was just an unsustainable, you know, series of events.
Can you imagine that the Niners have gotten to the place where they're at now? I am happy to see Colin Kaepernick in there, if for nothing else. Matt, that I am happy to watch somewhat exciting football, but the demise of the Niners and the way that they can get back to being relevant and being competitive, how do you see that going?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a really uphill climb. And, you know, I'm sitting here watching Michigan-Ohio State today going, man, I mean, Harbaugh had that Niners team humming not too long ago. You know, they were looked like a powerhouse for the next 5-10 years like Seattle has become. And, boy, they couldn't have went the opposite direction any worse than that. And, you know, and they had some retirements and certainly haven't drafted all that well. But, you know, I mean, something I'll be focusing, of course, on the offseason is, you know, what do you do? I mean, what are your offseason needs? And, man, I mean, besides maybe running back, I'm having a hard time not having, you know, finding, I mean, everything's a need. You know, I like their two young defensive ends. I think those guys will be building block types, but they could really use some beef in the middle. And when Bowman went down, I mean, they really became a sieve in the run game. I think their secondary's average, but I mean, it wouldn't hurt them to have a first round type corner. And the offense needs receivers in a bad way. The line still could use some work. And where's the quarterback? But I'm with you on Kaepernick. Like, I still want to see the rest of the season from him. I don't think he's the answer, but let's at least see. And he does bring some excitement to the game, and he can at least make some plays.
Matt, help me out. A lot of people call me crazy with this opinion here, and I want to get your take. The situation in Dallas. I know Dak Prescott, the rookie, has been phenomenal. The numbers back him up. But I always think if Tony Romo was back there with that line and running game and the new defense, I feel like games like Thursday on Thanksgiving, to where the Cowboys let Washington hang around, that game would have been a TKO in the first half with Romo back there. What are your thoughts on Dak, and do you think he can take Dallas to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I had the same thought, and I've been asked this question a million times, and every week you get asked it, and for the majority of the season, I was kind of in your corner here too, saying, yeah, I'm impressed with Dak, very impressed with Dak. I think he'll be the guy from 2017 on, but Tony Romo is one of those franchise quarterbacks I mentioned. He's a very, very good player. And if you remember, it was two or three weeks ago when they really struggled against the Eagles, and Dak, I thought, played his worst game of the year. I watched that game going, this would be over if Romo was the guy. But they won 10 in a row. I mean, I just don't know. You don't rock the boat. And kind of like I mentioned with the Raiders, with their offensive line, that Dallas should be in every game. You know, when you think they're due for a letdown or they play a great run defense like Baltimore, they still pound you into the ground. And I don't have a ton of faith in their defense, but Prescott is cool. I mean, he is composed. I don't think any game's going to be too big from him, and his supporting cast is superb. And if it's the NFC Championship game against Seattle and you're down 21-3, you know, give Romo a pat and say, go give it a shot.
Not that you care, but my father was a conscientious objector volunteer for the Vietnam War, right? Which makes no sense. Essentially, he was against the war, but he volunteered for it. And I don't mean to stake my plot out here in this particular vicinity, but the whole NFL thing, Alden Smith, he's applied for reinstatement, and the reply from the NFL was, we've gotten that, and we'll let you know when he's reinstated, but we're not going to tell you anything before. I just hate the whole process. Can't something be done about the way that things unravel when it comes to players and being reinstated?
It's a good point, and to be very honest, I haven't given it a whole lot of thought, but I think your point's a strong one. You know, Josh Gordon comes to mind, that when's this guy going to come back? Or, you know, I'm here in Pittsburgh, and is Martavis Bryant ever coming back? I don't know. You know, like nobody seems to, you know these things for sure. I think that would be a great subject to address more thoroughly in the next CBA, amongst many other things, to be honest with you. But I'm with you. I mean, I think that's unfair to the player.
Matt Williams.
I mean, how do the teams prepare for, you know, we have Alden Smith or not?
Matt Williamson, ex-college NFL ESPN scout. Now today's Pigskin, The Score. Also find his podcast, Dynasty Blueprint, No Relation, Breaking the Plane, and Locked On NFL on Twitter, at Williamson NFL. Matt, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.